Blog Talk Radio.
Does not want his evil deeds to be shown up. But whosoever does
what is true come to the light in order that the light may show that what he did was in obedience to God. And so I just want to let you know, let me get my introduction in, that you are tuned to Blog Talk Radio. Your program is The Old Ship of Zion. Your host is Senior Pastor Janice Ward of God House Deliverance Pentecostal Ministry in the Northern Peninsula sector of California. And I, as I first stated, I will ask you that will to bow your heads as we go down in prayer, giving God reverence on tonight for all of his goodness and his mercy. And I will ask you, those that will, to bow your heads with me. Father God, we come with grateful hearts of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us to gather in unity once again around this spectrum. Coming together as pilgrims through this bad land, we're asking you to anoint these lips of clay to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you and the pardons of their sins. Grace me, your servant, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within the pity of their souls. These and other blessings we ask in Jesus' righteous name, and we all shall say amen and amen. And I'm asking you to get your pillow to put behind your posture, take your shoes off and get comfortable, because we're going to have a good time in God. And I just want you to just get loose, let your hair down, and we're going to let God be the driver of our car on tonight. And so we know that God is with us. And I want you that might be in despondent tonight, you that are out there in my digital radio audience, may it be my friends, may it be my kingdom family, may it be my kinship, may it be just someone that just decided to tune in tonight. God put Old Ship of Zion on your heart and you decided to tune in on tonight. Whatever your reason, I want you to know that God thank you and God love you, and I do, number two. And I don't want this to be your last tune in. I would love for you to tune in as often as you can. And so we're going to go right on into our program without any further ado. We're going to go right on into the Word of God. And you might say, Pastor Ward, how can God be with me? And I was married. I have a husband. And my husband left me and went to the arms of another woman and left me with five small children to care for. I am here to let you know. I am here to encourage your heart and your mind and your soul that God can take that wayward husband and send that husband back home where he belongs. God can take that wayward wife and send her back home to the husband that God has given to her. God can send that runaway daughter back home that's on drugs, that's bound with alcohol and booze. God can send that wayward son back home that's just out there in the streets and he don't know what he really want to do with his life. He could really care less because he's living on the edge of time. Hallelujah. And I'm here to let you know that God can do anything but fail. Hallelujah. You might say, well, Pastor Ward, I have been unemployed for a long time. And I have been putting in applications. I have been presenting resumes without any success. I'm here to let you know God can take you from the very bottom and put you at the top of his employment list. God is just that good. God is a God that will not fail. We find out that we're living in a society to where people want everything fast. We live in a microwave world where they want everything to be fast and in a hurry. But I come to serve you notice on tonight that we have a God that sits in the heavenly realm. And although he sits in heaven, he's peeping down on heaven earth. He's peeping down on his creation. He's peeping down on his children, the children of God, the children that sold out, the children that will not pay no for answer when it comes to standing on the divine word of truth. God is with us. I want you to know that. And it's no problem that you might be experiencing on tonight. You that are out there in my digital radio audience on tonight, I come to encourage your heart and your soul that nothing that you are going through that you and God cannot help. For God is the problem solver of any case that you might be facing. God can be the resolution to your problem. Your problem is just a micro dot in the eyes of God. And so we know that we will take a deeper in depth look at God and God being with us, his children. Now it began with a little dialogue between the angel of God and Mary of Nazareth. And we find out that the angel takes the initiative and Mary responds that this is always the format. God first presents his grace and we are free to say yes or no. And we find out that in the little house of Nazareth, this dialogue had three movements. The angel began, rejoice, highly favored. The Lord is with you. In a way, God said this to each of us, because we are truly highly favored. First, by the very fact that we exist, since in itself this means that the immense love of God has called us into being. Then we are favored in that we have been summoned for a greater purpose. God has entrusted us with a special vocation. But this we know, hallelujah, indicate that God is caring for us, inviting us into himself. And we find out that Mary's reaction is utterly sincere, and she is deeply disturbed by the words that asked herself what this greeting could mean. Her reaction is not so much in words, but in the puzzlement which comes over her at the angel's words. If we realize how much we mean to God by our existence, by our vocation, we too become speechless. And we know that the silence which followed upon fullness, upon being overwhelmed, may also be a need for inner stillness, in order that we may let the reality dawn upon us and that we may be imbued by the joy of knowing that we are highly favored. Hallelujah. And we know, hallelujah, because joy which God gives is never superficial. It does not find interest readily. We have to open ourselves completely in silence to embrace this joy. And we find out that Mary's silence at the first word of the angel was eloquent response of wonder. The angel again takes the initiative, describing for Mary her call and her mission. And Mary, do not be afraid. You have won God's favor. We know that you are to conceive and bear a son, and you must name him Jesus, for he will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and his reign will have no end. Hallelujah. And so we find out that the angel here sums up the prophecies of many generations and expand them to the full extent of their promise. And we find out that in Mary's unhappy openness to this action of God, the partial and limited attempt of the prophet of the past can be brought to full completeness. Through her, God can speak his word in its divine fullness. Mary, the Immaculate, is wholly pure and unselfish, and therefore transferred the divine without shifting anything from its infinite plenitude, so that through her, the Son of the Most High, hallelujah, can enter the world. We find out that here in the little house of Nazareth, we see the beginning of that work. And note that Mary's part two begins with the kenosis that she does not expect to accomplish the work by herself. But she asked the angel, but how can this come about, since I am a virgin? Unlike the question of Zechariah, which was once of doubt, Mary's, hallelujah, question was one of openness. She was serious, and an effort to enter more fully into the mission which the angels were communicating. Zechariah's doubt led to muteness, to a closing off of the dialogue, and Mary's question led to a deeper into the mystery that God was opening to her that day. And then we again find that the angel spoke the Holy Spirit. He told her, will come upon you, hallelujah, and the power of the Most High will cover you with his shadow. And so the child will be holy, hallelujah, and he will be called the Son of God. The message is awe-inspiring for the ears trained in the Holy Scripture. To be covered with the shadow evokes the image of the power of the Most High God, of the presence of Yahweh himself. We find out that the Ark of the Covenant was covered with the shadow. Now Mary's body will be the Ark of the Covenant. God will accomplish in her what is impossible for man. Hallelujah. We know that when we look on ourselves, we see nothing but limitations. Hallelujah. But when we put the emission trusted to us, seems beyond our capacity, too heavy for our strength. And all this, of course, is true in one way. The gospel is utterly impossible. None of us can follow Christ completely or meet his demands fully. But the word of the angel to Mary are likewise true for us. Nothing is beyond the power of God. On this basis, we can build. We can no longer have to carry the burdens by ourselves, but we can trust in the Lord. We know that it was on this foundation and on no other that Mary spoke her. She said, and I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let what you say, hallelujah, be done to me. And we know that the initiation of the mystery of God made man can thus be summarized in three stages of this dialogue. God approaches man, evidence. God proposes man questions. Then God acts, man's venture. This sets the basic pattern of our dialogue with God. And Mary surrenders wholly to her fiat, and the result is that she is filled with fulfillment, the fruitness of the Holy Spirit himself. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we find out that beyond any human power, strength, God becomes incarnate in her womb. With Mary, I can pray her magnitude. She who is mighty has done great things for me. I can believe that God can use me too, since he elects so often to use weak instruments. And don't be alarmed when God calls you to the ministry. God may have need of you, because God needs workers in his vineyard. And so if you will give God a response and will humble yourself, hallelujah, and just say, God, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. Yes to God, yes to his will, and yes to his way. Then you tell God, God, I want you to rule and the rain over my life. And you can be fruitful and build the kingdom of God. Name Mary, yes, the Son of God became one of us and shared our life. He had experience with the body and soul, the heart and the mind, what it meant to be human. He knows what it means to have a body, to be caught within the limitations of power of this world. Know what it means to be hungry, to suffer physical pain, misunderstanding, the oppression of political convincing. He knows what it means to have to submit to laws which really do not fit. He knows the anguish of living in a malady which he cannot change, even though it is not as if it should be. All these things he knew, for they are part of the human condition. It must be meaningful, therefore even beautiful, to be human. I can see this from Jesus' life. If the Son of God chose to live our life, then our life must be meaningful. Christ, our brother, shared more with us than our humanity. However, he is the radiant light of God's glory and the perfect copy of his nature, sustaining the universe by his powerful command. We read that in the law of Hebrews 1 and 3. And he shared with us what his own father, the love of his father, could give. The awesome and majesty of God. Hallelujah. And so I know our time is winding down, but I just wanted to let you know that you can get the free gift of God just by accepting God's invitation. We are the children of the Father, and we are inspired by the Holy Spirit. And we are at home in blessed Trinity, much more than merely human beings. We are children of God. We are brothers of Christ, and we are the temple of the Holy Spirit, witnesses to this truth and his love. And because of these gifts, we in our turn can bring life and warmth to the people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In one sense, the incarnation took place at a given moment in time. But we can also say that incarnation is an ongoing process. There is always more to be achieved. At each moment of this incarnate existence, we find Christ completely himself, fully God and fully man. But always there was more of the mystery of his incarnation to be unfolded. We find out that at Nazareth he took flesh in Mary's womb. But there he was a human, a fetus needing to develop before he would be a full-fledged man. At the moment of his birth in Bethlehem, he was visibly and extensively present among us. But he was as yet only a baby, needing to grow to adulthood in order to take on the task of man. It requires a lifetime for us to attain the full potential, hallelujah, of our humanity. Thank you, Jesus. And this was true of Christ also. With each action, each experience, he became more completely the person he has willed to be. A man growing more rich and more fruitful in his humanity as he lived out the ordinary routine of his life. Thank you, Jesus. In one way, we may say that at Calvary, his life had to be fulfillment. Even Christ had said this of himself, and the gospel often reflects the same truth concerning his consummation on Calvary as the hour of his life. Hallelujah. The hour in which he drew to himself all men and reached his peak, his death, which led into his resurrection. But then even after his resurrection, there is still much to grow. We know that in the consummation that had not yet reached its fulfillment in the resurrection of Christ, he is the vine, and we are the branches. Without the branches, the vine is not complete. Christ is life within us. He has to grow in each of us. Hallelujah. And in the ending, hallelujah. I hope and pray that I've said something to marinate your spirit and to demagnetize your mind. As I have given unto you the divine word of truth. And until we meet again, I want you to go in God as God go in you. Hallelujah. And we welcome your correspondence. We welcome all of your prayer requests. And you can send your correspondence in care of the old Ship of Zion, Senior Pastor Janice Ward. And until we meet again, I want you to go in God as God go in you. And we will take right on back up on part 3 on tomorrow on our theme, God with us. So don't never forget. Don't never feel like that you're all alone. Don't ever forget that you're by yourself. Because I want to encourage your heart, your mind, and your spirit on today. That God is with you. Every step of your journey. From the beginning of birth to the ending of your life. God is with you. And he promised to never leave you, never forsake you, but to be with you until the end of time. God bless you. Bye for now. Your email respondent to Janice, allaboutgod@yahoo.com. May God bless you.
As we grew up in our tradition, and it was dark, the Lord was our light. And our salvation, Lord, the strength of our lives. We thank God for Jesus. We even thank God for evil. Helped us appreciate just how good was. We learned to say we are grateful. The earliest of our existence, even to right now, we are grateful. We learned our lessons in the wilderness. We are grateful. We can look back on slavery. And we can close our eyes and wonder how they got over. We are grateful. We've been down in the grave, but he conquered the grave. And we are grateful. We've been crucified, but the stone has been rolled. grateful for all this talent that God has given us.